Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The University of Wyoming is facing another federal investigation into alleged sexual violence at the school, according to the Office of Civil Rights, while a Sheridan school district is facing its own inquiry related to racial harassment. The two investigations were opened into the university and Sheridan County School District Number 2 earlier this spring, according to the Office of Civil Rights. The office is part of the Federal Department of Education, and it handles investigations of educational entities accused of violating federal disability, race, and sexual violence or discrimination laws. Little is typically released publicly about these investigations. The office confirms the investigation exists but does not comment further. The investigation was opened into the university on April 13th. The inquiry is looking into allegations of sexual violence-related discrimination in violation of Title IX. The university continues to have two other pending, apparently linked Title IX investigations. One is also examining allegations of sexual violence-related discrimination. The other is looking into retaliation. University spokesman Chad Baldwin declined to comment. Sheridan County No. 2 is under investigation for allegations of racial harassment in violation of Title 11, a provision in federal law which states that no person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. The office is still currently investigating an allegation of disability discrimination related to website and online courses at Casper College. That inquiry began in March of 2019. None of the 179 Yellowstone National Park employees who were tested last week were found to have contracted the novel coronavirus, officials announced Thursday. The wave of mass testing is the second batch of samples collected by Yellowstone employees who interact with the public on a regular basis. The previous mass testing effort also uncovered no new cases of coronavirus among staffers. Overall, the National Park Service has now tested 222 Yellowstone employees over the past 10 days. First responders and staffers who are in public-facing positions will continue to be tested in the coming weeks, officials said.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1444.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
A man who is wanted on felony charges in Salt Lake City was arrested near the Green River Cemetery Wednesday night, following a car chase. Sheriff's deputies with Sweetwater County spotted Darren Carson Calvin on Foothill Boulevard in Rock Springs around 3 p.m. They knew Calvin was wanted in Utah, but when they tried to arrest him, he got away after a short altercation. Calvin sped away with deputies chasing after him. He eventually got onto Old Lincoln Highway north of Interstate 80 between Rock Springs and Green River and headed westbound on the dirt road. His vehicle then broke down and he ran on foot near milepost 95 on Interstate 80. Deputies couldn't find him, and the sheriff's department put out a warning for people not to pick up hitchhikers in the area. Calvin was considered violent and wanted in Salt Lake City for aggravated robbery and assault on another prisoner. A multi-agency search, including the sheriff's department, Wyoming Highway Patrol, and Green River Police Department, then was launched. Finally, around 8 p.m.,
Calvin was arrested near the Green River Cemetery by deputies and officers of the Green River Police Department. In addition to other charges against him, Calvin could be charged for possession of a stolen firearm that was found in his vehicle. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.